KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Rainbow Radio. We're back here again this week with love and romance this week. So we have lots to talk about, don't we? And Dora, you arrived bright and early.
I made it, yes. Oh. Good morning, everybody.
And Stacy's here.
Good morning, Laguna.
All right, we'll be right back on the other side of Is. I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Why, that sounds familiar.
Should.
Oh, yes. That happy 19s where everything's happy in the 60s, right? It's all good, right?
It certainly was.
That's Andorra's theme song, in case you didn't know. And Andorra's here today. Of the Laguna Beach fame, we'll just jump right in here for a second. And Dora, I hear you had a fabulous New Year's Eve party.
I did. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was at the Boom Boom Room.
Oh, my.
For a special party. We must have had 150 or so people.
Oh, I think we had more. There was more than that, actually.
Was there?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
The official head count was considerably more than that. But it was, yeah, early on it was a late crowd. Yeah.
In and out. It was fun.
And you got all your Christmas shopping done and you survived the holidays. Did you have to return any gifts?
Oh, no. I just re-gift.
Oh, so you save them for a re-gift birthdays?
Yes.
Oh.
Usually it matches the people all right. Sometimes it doesn't.
Oh. What about the wrapping paper? What if it's got Christmas paper on it?
That's okay.
Oh.
I turned it over inside out.
Oh. you're such a smart broad.
Very clever.
Well, I try. You know.
So I got to welcome our sponsor this week. It's happy to have Mike Johnson back from, and he's Compass Real Estate now, with more than 70 years combined experience in Laguna Beach. Thank you, Mike, for being our sponsor and supporter since day one, right, Stacy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Andar's going to be here with some social hints this morning. We're going to talk about all the important social things, and we have a surprise guest, I think, too.
We'll
get him mic'd up in a minute, or headphoned up in a
okay.
minute, yeah, and see if we can't include him. And then we have our next show next Saturday, just so everyone knows. It's the Independent Arts Consortia, which is a group of people, kind of an ad hoc group, is that right? Ad hoc,
yes.
I think so.
Yes.
I think it's an ad hoc group of artists and gallery owners, business owners, concerned citizens, art educators, theater, drama, music, culinary arts, all those things. We have a consortia that does a radio program once a month now. And there's also a website and a Facebook page that's Laguna Beach Independent Consortia. And so if you want to go there and look at that. But it's a group that we kind of put together out of concern for continuing the arts in a very powerful, strong presence here in Laguna Beach. And we're very happy that I can have the radio venue and we can discuss all things important. I think the process of moving things forward is often compromise and understanding and empathy, I suppose, to some degree. And when we put it all together, hopefully the sum of all the work is much better than the sum without it.
Before we started.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yes. Before we started. Yeah. So we hope to make a valuable contribution with this radio show program, which is once a month for the near future. Not sure how long. I want to also mention that there is a restaurant in Laguna or in Dana Point that has a rainbow, go figure, mm-hmm. a rainbow evening in Dana Point on every Wednesday. And they have some fun stuff coming up for the community and a fundraiser for HRC, which is on Valentine's Day. I think I know of a celebrity amongst us who's going to be there. Terry? I mean, excuse me, Endora.
Say, who's Terry? I thought Endora
was going to be there. Who's Terry? Yes, it's me. It's Endora.
Endora will be performing with Tony on the piano for the HRC event, which starts, I think, about 6 o'clock. That's Valentine's Day, the 14th.
That's
going
to be fantastic.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
I can hardly wait.
You don't sound so enthused.
Oh, I have a brand new red dress to wear, so I'm all excited.
Oh, good.
How fun. So that should be a lot of fun. They have a couple specials that go along with that. And then tomorrow, Shanti is having a big gala. Shanti's 30th birthday bash honoring the retirement of Sarah Kasman. Last week.
Yes.
Yeah, Sarah was here, right?
And she's amazing.
She's an amazing person. She is. We love her. Mm-hmm. So if you have the opportunity, join Sarah Kasman with a farewell and with a fabulous lineup of guest speakers, entertainment, food, and beverage. And yours truly, moi, will be the MC there. So if you're at all inclined to participate in this grand event, it's at 7 Degrees in the Canyon, and it starts again tomorrow.
Yes, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, about 6 o'clock. I can't remember if it's 5 or 6 o'clock. But go to shantioc.org/celebration, and you can get all the sort of details on that.
Yeah, it's a dot org, not a dot com.
Yeah, dot, oh, yes, dot
no,
that's org.
No, I'm just reiterating it, so that it's a habit to go to dot com.
Oh, you say you wear a habit?
Only when it's requested.
All right, after all those boring, no, they're not boring, those fabulous announcements, we'll be right back, okay?
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days in a hunger and wondering why.
I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Oh.
Are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I could have one more chance for birthday?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just the taking.
I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
Oh, if you're wondering what that song was all about, that was Tony Bennett and lovely Amy Winehouse. Oh, she's back. Okay, I got to cut you. Sorry. This week's show is about is about love and romance. And we had a show a month ago, and I'm blessed to see we have a repeat visitor here this morning, Michael. He struggled to get out of bed to grace us with his presence. And so we have a Main Street Bar and Cabaret represented, I suppose. And we have Rainbow Radio. And we have Endora, a prime entertainer from that. We're all going to talk again about love and romance and all those things. Michael, can you scoot up to the microphone and say hello?
Sure,
or
I can. This is Michael from Laguna Beach.
Or is it too early in the morning for
it's
you?
It's not too early. No. We had a fabulous night last night at a Main Street Cabaret. Endora was singing. Tony was playing the piano. It was wonderful.
Out of control again, yeah. I guess. Yeah, I know.
A lot of love and romance there.
Oh, did, and you're the main facilitator.
I hooked
so
up a few. I don't know if it worked out too well, but we'll see about that.
That's great. I have a list. First of all, I want to do a shout out. Stacy, we've been working in here for quite a while and trying to pull things together. There's another microphone there. Trying to pull things together.
We could share.
And we have listeners all over the world. Did you know that? We do.
I did not.
We do. And you'll never guess. I'm going to tell you where some of them are, and you'll never guess. Some are in the United States, of course. But we have United Kingdom. We have, on average, about five listeners. No, actually, about 20 listeners. Those Brits. I don't. What?
What time is it there, though?
Oh, no. Well, they listen.
Do they listen at a normal time?
No. Oh, good. This is off Rainbow Radio's website. And they can go in and listen to any one of them anytime they want.
I'm just thinking time frames.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you were thinking about those call-ins.
Yes.
So,
yes.
He has to learn how to answer them.
The next one behind the United Kingdom, I'm going to guess who listeners are here. This is a self-promoting part of the program here.
Okay.
Guess who it is? What country?
Brazil.
India.
Poland. Oh, India.
India.
We have somebody from Texas listening to us right now.
Really? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, hello, Texas.
Hello, Dallas.
And then Costa Rica is after that. Canada's after that. China. Guyana, which is South America. Africa, excuse me.
Yeah.
Guyana. Sorry. Israel.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hong Kong. And one unknown. I don't know who that is.
Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
Probably one person in Laguna.
Yeah, it's Michael.
Most of the visitors that come.
Hey, Michael.
Regular are from San Clemente. So Laguna Beach has been beat out by more listeners in San Clemente.
Yay!
I mean, really. Well,
we have a lot of discreet people.
No, there's a caveat to that.
Uh-oh.
If you're in Laguna Beach, you can get the radio station live. It doesn't reach all the way to San Clemente.
I was gonna say, I don't think it goes to San Clemente.
No.
I'm on the borderline, and I don't get anything.
We always knew you were on the borderline, Stacy.
Yeah. Well, it happened at birth. I'm sorry.
So let's get to a hot topic right away, love and romance. So, Endora, you were just sharing that you survived the holidays, and what's your romantic perspective for 2018? Do you have anything on the horizon that sounds exciting besides Valentine's Day and hosting a grand charity event?
No, it's kind of bleak, my future right at the moment. I'm kind of sworn off of love and romance, so I...
You're over it?
Well, at the moment. Just at the moment.
I think Endora gets more than Terry.
It's a lot of work.
Endora gets more action than Terry?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Huh.
Well, I'm so beautiful. Who can resist me?
And Terry can be such a downer sometimes, I know.
He is. It can be such a problem sometimes.
We have to work on his
In case our listeners don't know, Terry is his other person that he is, really.
A twin brother.
Twin brother.
Twin brother, that's right.
Oh, my. So, yeah, so I did some research.
Uh-oh.
I would like
yes, to. And, you know, I know, Stacy, we've had some conversations about this in the past. Okay, I'm single. I need love. Where am I going to find it? And
between the sheets.
Yeah, and I want to say something before we go too far. I keep referring Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Rainbow Radio. Now, when a rainbow shines in the sky, who sees it?
Everyone.
Okay. The rainbow here is about everyone. I want everyone to know that. We're not an exclusive group here. We're an inclusive group, and it is a little bit of the gay LGBT spin on it, and sharing that culture, I guess, with a broader spectrum. So just to be certain, absolutely certain, Rainbow is inclusive of everyone, as we are being included as well in everyone else's world. And that's what makes the world a better place.
That's very right. Well said. That's perfect.
That was good.
So I want to go on. This romance thing is just, you know, if you're straight, there's a few hints in here, too, that you can all be taken. It's not, and it's meant to be for everyone. So 25 best gay dating apps. And then, and in case you don't know what that is, they have it in parentheses, homosexual, bi, trans, and curious. Okay.
And curious. Oh, I love that addition.
Yeah. Well, and that's the Q, and that's another thing. Everyone goes, what's the Q? Is it queer? In LBGTQ.
Yeah, what is Q?
Wait, curious doesn't even have a Q
it's
in it.
It's questioning.
Question.
Oh.
It's questioning. So it means and it's a good thing. I mean, if you're in Iowa or Ohio, or I always go to these, Missouri, which is supposedly the buckle of the Bible Belt, as they say, proudly so, they say. And I have no issue, but that's just where they are.
Exactly.
And you're questioning, and perhaps in your environment, to be out is not safe in some cases.
Yeah.
Right. And not a fun spot to be.
No.
So the organizations lately have included the Q as part of the LGBTQ. So we have lesbian, gay, bi, transgendered, and questioning. And if anyone's been left out, I don't know how they could have been left out. Pretty much covers the spectrum. So
I think so.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. So anyway, back to the 25 best. The best overall, number one is Match.com.
Oh.
Which is very straight.
Yes, my niece got married off of Match.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. She just got married in October last year.
So and
by the Match.com.
Oh
it
my
works,
God!
Nice.
Yeah.
So did she get any kickback? Any wedding gifts from Match for?
Oh, I don't know. I should check into that.
That's my evil
what
mind
a total
working.
Marketing
So the number two one. Does anybody have any guesses, Andorra? I know you're constantly
Grindr.
On the. Well, this is best overall.
Oh, best overall.
It's Zeusk. I don't know
Zeusk.
That.
I haven't even heard
I've
of that.
I've never heard of that.
And then number three is Elite Singles. I didn't know there was such thing. Number four is kind of more in my category, old Our Time.
Our Time. Our Time is what I was going to say. It's like for people 50 and over.
Yes.
Our Time, yeah.
Our Time. I don't know why I put myself in that category. Do you, Andorra?
I'm sure. I can't imagine.
No.
Oh, Craig.
That's such a young pup like me. And then number five is Black People Meet. So,
interesting.
Okay.
I'll have to try that one.
Yeah.
Number six is Adult Friend Finder.
Adult Friend Finder.
We could go on. Oh, let's skip over that. Now we're to the gay ones. Those were the biggie all over ones. Now these are considered the primarily gay ones. So, and I've never heard the number one, Men Nation.
Men Nation, never.
Men Nation must be a East Coast thing. Yeah.
You should start. It's
a self-proclaimed world's largest gay dating and hookup app. Oh. What? Okay, number two. You said it, I think, earlier. Did you say it, Andorra?
Andorra.
Which
said
was that?
Her brother's on Grindr.
Grindr.
Oh, I didn't say that.
No, Terry said that.
Oh, Terry said
Damn it, man.
I didn't see Terry in the room yet.
He's not.
Oh.
He's not.
And number three, I never heard of it. Bristr, B-R-I-S-T-L-R.
Bristler?
No. Must be a new one.
Yeah, it must be somewhere. I don't know. Okay. Oh, want more bearded love. Beard love.
Gotta
have beards.
One.
Yeah, okay. Number four is Scruff, which I have heard of. And number five is Guy Spy.
Guy Spy.
Guy Spy. Never heard of it. And number six is Mr. X. Number seven is Growler, which I have heard of.
He's all on there.
These are all like, sounds like they're all male-oriented.
Yeah, they're pretty much.
I'm feeling a little left
out. Okay, all right.
So
we'll get to you. Just
like the lipstick
chill your
lovers.
Jets.
Where are they?
Chill
like lipstick
number
lovers.
Eight is Hornet. Number nine is Boy Ahoy. That sounds interesting. Number 10 is Jacked, J-A-K apostrophe D. We better not go there. You Tonight is number 11. And now we're on to a different category, Stacy.
Okay.
What's the number one one?
What's the category?
Oh. Lady.
It would be ladies.
Oh.
I don't know.
No, that's not on there.
Lady.
No, that's not on there either.
Lipstick.
Hey, lady.
Lesbian personals. I mean, how uncreative
how
can you get?
It's like a box of Kellogg's.
That's Rufus. Why gay guys should do hair, okay?
Exactly. I agree. And the makeup. They're better at makeup
that's true.
Than we are. Yeah.
there's no... Okay, number two is just as exciting. Her.
Her.
You know, I don't...
Put all these apps on your phone.
Words
today.
Escape me on that one. Wow.
Number three is Wing Ma'am, M-A-apostrophe-A-M, Wing Ma'am, instead of Wing Ma'am.
I got it.
Do you get it?
Okay.
Sometimes I explain things to Stacy.
I know, like I...
And
like
sometimes she has to straighten me out, too. And number five, Atraf Girls. Never heard of it.
Oh, that Say it again.
A-T-R-A-F Girls.
Atraf.
I don't get that either.
No. Well, whether you're staying local or traveling to a distant place, you won't want to do without Atraf Girls. Huh. I guess it's an more international.
Is there one for Andorra?
No, and then the last one they have, and they still, this is LGBT. I don't know where they get all their categories. Number one is Tinder.
Oh, Tinder.
Yeah. Number two is OK Cupid. Number three is Distinct. And that's it. Final thoughts. That's it.
Nice.
So if there's no shortage of apps out there, you just got to find your flavor.
You only need one.
Yeah, you only need one.
But now, Michael, we talked about Love and Romance again. Remember last time?
There was a lot of Love and Romance out last night.
Oh, see?
Ooh.
And everybody was
that's the comment. But they're actually having conversations, right?
Yeah, they're looking at each other's eyes and they're talking.
That's nice.
It was good.
Amazing.
We're going to have a lot of callers coming in today, Gene. I put your picture up all over the bar last night.
No, you didn't. The phone hasn't rung once.
Are you sure? Is it on?
Yeah, because this little light over here flashes and says, "Hey, Craig." someone's trying to dial in. I have a special song here that I want to dedicate, so we'll get it up. Talk amongst yourselves here. No.
Jeez, well, hi, Andorra. How are you?
I'm fine, Michael, and you?
Did you drive home last night? I know you took an Uber.
Shirley. Yeah.
Shirley, you did.
Is it Shirley home?
Don't call me Shirley. Oh. That was my mother's name, actually. So, the comment here was that perhaps the apps are interesting if maybe you're in a community and you don't know where to go. But really, I hope that there's this renaissance of going to a club and meeting other people. So one thing you can do for Love and Romance, this party at Lux on the 14th is a prefix menu.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's per person, I think there's a 28, 38, and 48, three different levels. And there may be a $75 level, which is for,
you make Terry, champagne or something.
Terry
like
dedicates a song usually, Andorra dedicates a song usually in her show, don't you, about spending more money. It's called?
Spending more money.
It's called Big Spender.
Oh, that one, yes. Hey, Big Spender.
Yeah.
The minute you walked in the room,
dump, dump.
I could tell you were a man of distinction.
A real big spender.
Good looking,
so refined.
So why don't you come and see what's going on in my mind?
There we go.
Where's Tony when I need him?
Oh, Tony was wonderful last night. He had to stand up the whole night.
In case our listeners don't know, Tony is the accompaniment, actually the straight person in the show.
Yeah, he's his pianist.
And the show, he's the pianist, and he's a personality, too.
Yes.
But a very straight one.
Yes.
Not in the orientation sense, but in the other sense. Oh, and Michael says, and his hair is straight, too. So, as opposed to curly. So, they will both be performing at Lux.
And I will be at Main Street with the drag show.
Oh,
on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's lots of options.
Yeah, there's lots of options.
You could go to dinner and then catch the drag show.
Yeah, you could go to,
Yeah, you have full evening.
Yeah, it will be a full evening.
Of fun and frivolity and love.
Love. And then a lot of makeup.
Hopefully debauchery, too.
Well, that comes after the show.
I think you should go to one of the ladies' apps. You'll find something.
The lesbian one sounds interesting.
The 14th this year should be a grand affair all the way around, and we can't wait for it. I'm excited for it.
It sounds
like I'll get some e-blasts out for everyone.
Will you be there with Georgina?
Yes, we will.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Actually, we'll be there with Georgina and my mother. My mom's going to be in town, so I'm going to drive.
Right on. She's coming out of the closet?
Well, no, she's not. No. She's...
You're out of control.
She has a house full of closets now. Since my father passed away, every closet in the house is
hers. Maybe it's time.
Yeah, it's time, really. But she's going
to
be
I just had a gentleman last night came to the bar, and he was 38 years old, just coming out.
Really?
I said, really? Your mom didn't know?
No, everyone knew. Everyone knew.
Father. Everybody knew, but
yeah. Oh, poor thing.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
He was very cute. You're in conversation with somebody else.
Okay, while we back off and regroup here, I want to dedicate this next song to Chris Tibbett. It's Lily Allen in Smile.
You do that for?
That went to Chris Tebbett. Thank you, Chris, for doing all you do with the Laguna Beach Heritage and Culture Committee that is kind of another ad hoc committee that meets once a month. And they are very much involved in everything LGBTQ in the community. And they spread the word and keep kind of, I guess, put a little glue to the cohesiveness of everything there. So we appreciate Chris's hard work. He was my first guest on this show, Stacy. Mm-hmm. And he will be back again next month, if I can get him back on with another person who is involved in the education system locally. I believe it's the county, on the county level.
Okay.
And so he's going to be back. Chris is married to fine gentleman Bob, and they have four fabulous kids. And so he's very much involved being a concerned parent. I love him for that. So that's for you, Chris. I love it. Every year, HRC, do anyone know what HRC? Michael, what's HRC stand for?
Human Rights Campaign.
Very good.
All right.
So the human rights, and what do they do?
Equality for everybody.
Their mantra is it's human rights campaign on a global level. And it doesn't matter. It's not gay, lesbian. It's all kinds of human rights. Everything. Women's rights, mm-hmm. Black, white, Hispanic, exactly. And Native Americans. So there's some news I'm going to share. And HRC does it. And they also pointed out on their page that there is a Native American female, Stacy.
Yes.
Female. Wow. That's running for governor of a state in the United States. And she's running in a state where their legislature is 72 legislators in their state, I guess, legislature, whatever, the floor. 70, there's 72, 11 of them are Democrats and the rest are Republicans. And she's a Democrat.
Yes.
So she has a rough road to hoe, as they say. I know, Michael, don't go there, please. Michael, your mind is so bad. We need to do an intervention.
Not today. We'll start tomorrow.
Okay. Usually Terry and Dora jumps on the nasty.
Well, I believe Terry's here today.
Terry.
I haven't seen Andorra. I think she's still in bed. Andorra was a little loose last night.
Oh, really? Oh. So she's running for governor, and I have a friend in that state's legislature, and I reached out to find out more details, and unfortunately we didn't get connected. But suffice to say, it's Idaho.
Idaho.
Is the
really?
State. Yeah, and she's running for governor of Idaho. I hope she gets it.
Good
I
for
just
her.
I think, I mean, on the simple, I don't know her platform. I don't know much about her, except she's looks to be in her 30s, and she's very attractive, and she's a Native American. And I just think that alone, being a female and Native American, would be nice, you know?
It would be wonderful.
And it would be
a
first.
I have a lot of friends in Idaho. I'll have them all vote for her.
Okay. Yeah. You dial them all up.
I'll do the shout-out.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
I'll call my family. I'm part Native American, so I'll round them up.
Is there a casino there?
I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not involved in the Native American line that's tied to any casino.
Oh, that's good.
No, sorry, but I am.
Yeah. So they back to HRC. They put out a list every year of businesses. The top 14 of the top 20 Fortune 500 ranked companies in the United States.
I know who somebody worked for a Fortune 500 company.
Oh, there's a lot.
Yes.
If you work for Walmart. Mm-hmm. Amazingly, Walmart is number one, got the highest score in corporate embracing the gay LGBT. Walmart. And the second one shocked the hell out of me, Exxon.
Exxon, yeah.
Exxon. So number three is Apple. Yeah. Number four is Berkshire Hathaway. Mm-hmm. Number five is McKesson Corp. Next, United Health Group, CVS Health, which is pharmacy,
right.
General Motors, Ford Motor Company, AT&T, General Electric, American Bergen.
How about Main Street?
It's right in there. Is it a Fortune 500 company?
Well, pretty close.
Somebody runs it. Like
Verizon Communications, Chevron Corp, Costco, Federal National Mortgage, Fannie Mae, Kroger.
Yay.
That's everywhere. Kroger, right? Amazon.
Yes.
That's huge. Walgreens and HP International. So that's some good news, right?
That's really good.
That's
yeah.
really good. That's Fortune 500. So, I mean, if we say anything, those are mainstay huge companies in the United States. So if there's a culture of embracement and employment, that's certainly an indication that fair employment practices and positive steps have been taken. I remember a time when it wasn't. I remember when I lost a corporate position after 11 years.
Me too.
And yeah. then did you go to the Walmart and you became a greeter?
for a while, thank you, Michael.
Just saying. Got you on your feet. Now look at you now. You're on the radio. You have your own show.
I went to Home Depot and got abused. That's what I did. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, I did.
We like Home Depot, though.
Well,
the lesbians do.
Now, that's a good place to pick up.
No, we like U-Haul.
Oh, that's a good pickup place?
Yes, Home Depot.
Oh, really? Put a tool belt on and I head to Home Depot?
I loaded there a lot. And I'm quite lucky, actually. My last two husbands came from
Is this Home Terry Depot. Or Endora?
Terry?
Endora.
Endora. Oh. Endora's has a tool
back.
Belt?
We never know who we're talking to here. So that's the news. I do have some LG on this day in history, some news, which sounds a little boring. And then general news is the first Croatian picture book featuring same-sex families is presented in Croatia. Mm. And there's a picture of two women with a child.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
Moroccan gay asylum applicants face abuse and harassment in Melilla, in their migrant centers. Apparently that's not a good place. Indonesia. Failure to confront intolerance gets an award for failure to confront it. A perfect marriage, evangelical and conservatives in Latin America are allowed to marry.
Nice.
That's great. Panama signals it will comply with landmark LGBT rights ruling.
Yay.
That's good.
That's very good.
Alexandria police arrest 9 men for homosexuality. That's not very nice.
No.
No, we don't want to go there. Jamaica, on alert for anti-gay pastor's visit. Ooh, who is that, the anti-gay pastor? Pastor Stephen Anderson of the Phoenix-based Faithful World Baptist Church. Mm. Oh, my. Japanese dictionary's definition of LGBTI draws criticism for inaccuracy on the T part.
Oh.
LGBT people are battling bias even when they're ordering lunch, a study shows. An update on the Winter Olympics gives, there's all the gay contenders. There's a list of all of the gay contenders. It's time to repeal 36 nations' anti-gay laws, where leaders and former British Empire countries gather in London in April. That will be the time and the place to push for an end to anti-LGBT laws in 36 of those nations. The LGBTI rights activist Edwin Sessegnon has launched an online petition urging the Commonwealth heads of government meetings in 2018 to support the LGBTI rights. The petition has been signed by more than 46,000 people. And court orders return of gay immigrant to U.S. after Christmas nightmare deportation. That's interesting. So if you want to know the news on a national level,
just ask Craig.
Altura.org Altura.org is a great place to go. So don't forget Shanti tomorrow. We're going to take a short music break here. And we'll get back with some more stimulating conversation regarding love and romance.
Yeah, like the best place to meet people.
I have lots of questions. Yeah. And I hope Endora's up for it. Maybe she should go have a martini and prepare herself.
I have one in my purse.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. The Birkin bag over there.
Perfect.
We'll be...
Oh,
there she is again. We love our Endora.
Conversations, all my friends are turning green. swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you sing me that song. And I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh, lady, running down to the riptide, taking away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you sing me that song.
Hey, that was Vance Joy and Riptide. Before we get back to our love and romance, I wanted to mention that the Boom Boom Room, which is another landmark in Laguna Beach, and I think there's also a campaign, Bring the Gay Back to Laguna. Someone has selling T-shirts. I like to think that the gays never left. I mean, Laguna Beach is still gay. But,
oh, absolutely.
Anyway, on that topic, I mean, this Heritage Committee that puts together all the things lesbian, gay, and all the other stuff, and how we are part of the fabric of the community, has worked with Main Street and worked with myself and other people in the area to develop an awareness and create perhaps more gay commerce here in Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. In fact, the city has been very, very supportive of it. In the Pride Festival we had last year, they actually had a travel package that was supported by the city of Laguna Beach. Not a lot of people don't know that.
No, no.
And you could stay in the hotels and participate in the events for the Pride Festival. Incidentally, the first weekend in June is going to be Pride again, and it's preliminary. We're still setting up the details, but it looks like it's going to be the first weekend in June.
Okay.
Again, and we've also discussed about the availability of the Boom Boom for that particular weekend.
Wonderful.
So
well, you have a float this year.
And a float, yeah.
Wonderful.
So there's a lot of planning going. But last night there was I guess you could call it a mixer for the support of the South Coast Inn, mm-hmm. and the Boom Boom Room. And I just wanted to say, if the developers want to restore it to its original, I guess, historic.
Right.
And they want to also pay tribute to the community and the culture that brought that area of the community to be so prominent and mm-hmm. part of, again, our fabric, mm-hmm. that they want to put a plaque on the building that recognizes it, and inside even... just a little QT, it's a secret, but a few things in the building that pay tribute in a very honorable way to the path that building and the culture has been on. And I think that's fabulous. I mean, how many developers would want to toss a high-rise condo building there?
So
they are before City Council this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Council meeting starts. They're on the agenda. I'm not sure what time. But if you are inclined to be supportive of this endeavor, their hard work, that I would ask that you take a few minutes of your evening and show up and express your support. You can also write a letter to the city if you are supportive of it and express your feelings. They do listen and they do count the number of people that are there and are vocal. In the room, so it is important. It would be great to see that it gets approved and that the developers can turn that building into an attraction in itself. And it's, I think, probably at this point, it's not a powerful attraction. It is an attraction, but
it's an attraction.
It could be so much more.
Right.
So that is again. When, Stacy?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. What time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock where?
Laguna Beach.
It's in Laguna. City Hall.
City Hall. In the City Hall. Yeah.
Don't ask me where that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's
right. It's next to the fire department.
Right next to the police station.
Right downtown.
Oh, okay. Post thank office. You. I just didn't know where it was.
Easy,
I
mean, easy.
Dana Point is, but
yeah, where you see all the little meter maids run in and out of all the time.
Oh, okay, got it.
So that's this Tuesday. If you want to support that now, I think one of the topics we had about love and romance last show.
I want to hook up a couple of people on love and romance. I have a bartender at Main Street. He's a straight guy. He's looking for love and romance.
Oh, that's
nice. Can't
tell
you his name. And then I have a hairdresser. She works at Shampoos. And I'm looking for love and romance for
him.
Well,
you are the Cupid here, man. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I had to do
now that one's going to be a challenge.
That one would be a challenge. But he's listening right now. He's at work. He's doing somebody's hair. He's about a 90-year-old.
Never too old.
Never too old.
Too old for love.
Yeah.
So one of the things I think someone finally said, just get out.
Yeah. Just get out.
Get out of the house. Don't sit in your robe or at 5 o'clock put your slippers on. You know.
That's right. That's what I do. Right. I get out of my robe at 5.
Don't put your pajamas on at 5 o'clock. No.
Ooh.
That's the time I take a shower.
I like to put my pajamas on and go out. Then I'm ready for bed.
Oh.
And
it's one stop shopping.
Oh, she's so smart.
I'll even shave my legs at the bar sometimes just to save time.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
TMI.
Yeah.
TMI. I don't want to know where you shave your legs.
So, okay, I've got three.
Well, where they're hairy.
Now, we need to change the subject here.
Okay.
No, so, Stacy.
No, I had a question before I forget it.
Okay.
For the Lux in Dana Point.
Yes.
For Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Do you have to sign up to attend? So if so, where do we sign up?
You can walk in, but
I would make a reservation.
It's first come, first serve. So there will be an e-blast from Rainbow Radio that they've asked me to shoot it out, and HRC has asked me to shoot it out. Okay. There will also be an announcement from HRC.
Good.
So, and there will be a place to make your reservation. We're kind of in this process of whether to do a prepayment or not, but at least there will be a way to make a reservation. I do recommend that.
Good, because I would like to make a reservation.
Yeah.
I'm sure lots of people would like to.
Would you like to sit at my table?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Now, we also were thinking, and Michael, what do you think about this? Now, there's another there's another attitude about Valentine's Day. It's Singles Awareness Day. Have you heard that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's called Singles.
Oh, don't leave anybody home alone.
No, it's just that it's if you don't have a if you're all alone in this world, and no one
you're
cares.
With yourself. You're never by yourself. You're always with yourself.
Okay.
I like that. Oh,
that's good.
That's good.
So I was thinking that why don't we have they've got one large space there and a table and make that for the singles.
The single table, yeah.
But I don't want it to say, oh, I'm single and I'm going to... Oh. No, bring your friend. And if you and your friend are single and you want to meet other friends, that it's... No, Stacey's shaking
her
head.
I don't like labels like that.
So what would you say, the mingle table?
Just don't have any labels because when you put single or couple, it's intimidating.
Okay, I'm sensitive to that. And that's why I'm asking.
So just... Bring your chutzpah.
Just say the
if
fun
you're
table.
Be out, just bring your chutzpah and just say hi.
Just talk to everyone. And be social.
Is that a line? Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
Well, I do like that too.
Don't label them.
Mix and mingle.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It comes back to Endora.
Oh, yeah.
In the room. That's her responsibility.
It
as well, the queen of socializing and mingling. Yes. So she can do a Michael Witakowski.
Yeah, but she has to pick up somebody too.
Well, that would be fun.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe this year I'll date. After 8 husbands, though, you know, I'm just kind of worn out.
And
8 children.
Wow.
Oh, my.
You look very good for all of that activity. You look darn good.
Thank you. Well, I gave up all the children and kept the jewels.
Smart.
She's had a lot of work done.
Oh, my God.
But she shaves her legs. We know that.
Yeah,
so
she
that's
shaves
good.
Her legs.
That's good.
See, my psychologist told me, do what you love and it'll follow you.
I like that.
Say that again, Michael.
Do what you love and it'll follow you. So if you do what you love, something's going to follow you. What do you love? You love to entertain.
I do love to entertain. I'm very entertaining.
You are.
You are.
Quite. I don't know where it comes from.
Well, I know Terry likes to do something else, but
can I segue for a second?
Yes.
And Dora was at a birthday party at my house, and I had a huge mixed bag of people. A lot of people from my church. A lot of neighbors. Some scary. Some not so scary. I have had so many people come up to me and say that is the best party they'd ever been to. They loved Endora and Tony. They absolutely loved it. Literally.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
People at church telling me that the people that I had at church were saying, oh, my goodness, that was the best party we've ever been to.
Oh.
So,
well,
aren't people kind? Oh, thank you.
And the holidays, I also ran into Tony and Endora at a party, another party.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the bells of the balls.
Aren't they?
I tell you,
they're on the party circuit.
It was scary. Everyone, no one wanted to talk to one another. They wanted to watch the show.
They wanted to watch the show.
That's true, because they're fantastic.
She puts on a good show.
Yes, she does.
Well, when her hygiene's up to standards, it's much better.
Oh my God!
Or a Cosmo in her hand.
I'm an overnight success.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
38.
Just how many nights? Oh, I always be very abusive to Endora, but she seems to always come back with a zinger.
I can take it.
And get me even. So the message to love and romance is get out and get about and be social and talk about things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And face-to-face, I think, is so good, too. We're too dependent upon our phones and texting.
So which face are you talking about?
What?
Just to get out.
No.
And talk face to face.
Well, Endora's or Tony's face, I'm saying.
Is that weird? Yeah. For clarifying.
So, no, I agree. And we're going to do this again. And we may have a call in next time. And you can actually call and talk to
Endora. The phones aren't ringing?
No. No one's calling me.
My goodness. Do they know the
and
number?
And it's actually too late. Only have like 2 minutes left. So that's I can't.
It. I got to get everything in.
I got to say hello and goodbye.
That's what do I got to say? Is everybody listening to me? Come and see Michael at Main Street.
Dang it.
Wednesday nights, drag show. Fabulous.
Bingo.
Friday afternoons.
Yes, Enjoy and I understand Tony. They have some grand, better, improved selection of prizes for bingo.
Yes. Yeah. We have some skincare coming up.
You could get a facial.
Skincare.
Yeah, $135 value facial. But you got to win bingo. It's free. Bingo's free. There's no charge.
What is it night?
And there's
bingo
birth control kits too.
Wednesdays, 7:30 to 9:30 before the drag show, and I and Dora host it.
Good. Someone's calling in.
Are they? Answer the phone.
Answer it.
Oh, we've got a live one.
Cakes 93. This is Craig. Oh, I lost her.
Oh. Now it's blinking.
She was
red.
Calling for you, Michael. Next time, I'll get the bugs worked
it's
out.
It's ringing again.
All right, we're gonna take a break here. We're gonna play one more song. And Ida May will be here in a few minutes, I understand. So one more song. Now, we all got to keep in mind, no matter how our romances go and how they turn out and all the successes we have and the hits and misses, that this song is the mantra of the song that we should all keep in mind when we have our relationships.
Oh, yeah.
You were strong, and I learned how to get along. Change that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? Just think I'd
I've been criticized for being too short and throwing it to everyone to the curb with I Will Survive. So we are surviving and we are back here on Rainbow Radio. I did want to say that, again, our sponsor and thank our sponsor, which is Mike Johnson and its Compass Real Estate. And they've got more than 70 years in the business here and more than 100 million transacted in the last year. So they're our sponsor. Thank you again, Mike and Compass Real Estate.
Yep. Thank you, Mike.
Now, also, everyone has their agenda for this week, right? So tomorrow it is in the canyon at
5 o'clock.
And it is
7 degrees.
At 7 degrees, yeah. And it's the Shanti's big grand celebration. If you want to go and attend, I suggest you go to shantioc.org. And /celebration, and you can alert them that you're attending. And then on Tuesday, it's city council meeting at 6 o'clock to support the boom. And then the next big thing we have coming up, which is the 14th. What significant is that?
Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's love and romance.
I did all the decorations last night.
And so your evening plan is going to be have a fabulous dinner, watch some entertainment.
And have fun.
And then go come to Laguna and hang out until the wee hours of the morning and take Thursday off. And
absolutely.
Everybody, just get along. Can't we all be friends?
Just be friends.
Yeah. We'll all be friends. So that's the plan, Stan. And next week it is the Art Consortia that we put together. And that should be a robust show. I have a lot of, we have fun today. And we have our frivolity moment programs. But then we also have some, I want to say heavy lifting, but we have some programming that is about more on a more serious level. And about preserving the culture of Laguna Beach in a big way. So Laguna Beach has so much to offer with its green belt and bicycling and hiking and that no other community in the beach cities really has. It's not overdeveloped to a point where it eliminates a lot of the green space. Mm-hmm. And there's a person, a friend of mine, and I'll shout out to him, Harry Huggins.
Hey, Harry.
They're putting together a video of these spaces that are available to the community. And in fact, it is attracting people all over the world, gay and lesbian and straight, all of the rainbow, every
the
color
rainbow
of the rainbow,
colors, that's right.
To Laguna Beach and to enjoy that part of it that we sometimes living here so much may often forget that it's a part of it. So the green space around Laguna Beach is a huge part of what makes Laguna Beach, as are the arts. And that's my dissertation. Any closing comments, Michael?
No, I just want everybody to have fun.
Have fun?
Have fun, kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
Dora?
I
anything?
Couldn't agree more.
And like I said, I have to hook up a few people this week. So I have a woman, too. Or maybe her sister, Dora.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to hook her up, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just come out.
Okay. All right, so everyone's got their agenda and their calendar for this next week, and we will see everyone again on Saturday, KX 935, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. It's Craig here, Rainbow Radio. Thank you, Stacy, for being here. Thank you
for
being your support.
Thank you for having me.
Michael.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks for popping in and being ever-present.
Mm-hmm. I brought some pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin. That's his term of endearment for me. He calls me pumpkin all the time. That's I'm not sure what it means. I'll taste the pie and let you know. And Dora, we love you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely being here.
I can't wait for the 14th and see what antics you're going to be up to.
Her makeup is flawless this morning.
Isn't it something?
I was going to comment on it.
It took extra time this morning for the radio show.
What size trowel are you up to?
Big.
A big trowel? I always say he trowels it on, or she trowels it on the makeup. Oh. I know. I'm terrible.
The more the better.
You're awful. She sprays it on now.
I abuse Andorra at every chance I can get. My favorite song is to sing Lady's a Tramp to her. But it goes over
it's
quite
very
well.
Endearing.
Yeah, it's very endearing. All right, we're out of here. We got one more song by, I think, that that is about respect.
Respect. What you
want. Thank you, Laguna Beach. Thanks for listening.